frame had it.
Okay. And if there were two of them, it would be frame. Not one house, but two.
Two frames. Two stories.
Houses.
Oh.
So it wouldn't be one house, but it'd be two.
Two houses.
Okay. And what was the building called that you stored hay and kept the cattle and all?
Barn.
Okay. And the building that you stored corn in?
Fair.
Okay. And do you know of a name for a building that they store grain in?
Granary.
Okay. And the upper part of the barn is called the?
The loft.
All right. And if you had too much hay to put in the barn, you might pile it up outside.
Oh.
And pile that up. If you keep it outside, you use a
stack.
Okay. And if you have a little sort of an open building like thing that you put hay in and outside. Did you have a name for that? Know of a name? It might have four poles and a sloping roof. Okay, have you ever heard of a hay bear or a hay cat?
Yeah.
Okay. When you first cut the hay, what did you do with it? Have you ever cut hay?
When you first cut it, some cut it and it buried, just buried it, they cut it. Some cut it and let it well, we call them a cure out before we put it in the barn or whatever you want to do with it. That's where it was before that.
Okay. You know of any names for little small piles of hay that you break up in the field? Ever heard of a haycock or rick or heat?
Heat? Yeah.
Okay. And where would you keep the cows? Would you have a special shelter for cows?
Yeah.
What do they call them?
Shed.
Okay. And what do you call the places to keep just horses?
Stables.
Mm-hmm. And the special place that's outside that you milk the cows?
Can.
Okay. And where would you keep your hogs and pigs?
Mm-hmm.
And special is a